The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. This is Alan Ellis. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors right here on the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Joining me this morning is a special guest, Robin's daughter, one and only child.
Good morning.
Miss Brianne, how are you?
That is not how you say my name, and she would smack you.
She liked Miss Robin, though.
No, I said my name.
Your name is Brianne.
There you go. You said Brianne.
I know. I know what they said. I know it's Brianne.
She hated it when somebody said Brianne.
I know.
I said, Mom, you spelt it that way. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, it should have been B-R-I-U-N. Brianne. Got it.
Or as my uncle says, Brianne, Brie out.
Which uncle?
Chuck.
Does he really?
Mm-hmm.
Brianne, Brie out. That's funny. Oh, yikes. So, they've been great through this whole thing, your sister and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
Or Robin's sister and her husband.
They have been.
Been great, yeah. Heartbroken sister, younger sister, you know.
Oh.
I mean, they grew up together, and it's been tough. Tough on her, tough on your grandmother. Robin's parents are still living, even though they're not living apart. But, hey, let's talk to Lee in Towson. Good morning, Lee. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm heartfelt for your loss here. I don't know a whole lot to say. Hope you all are coping, doing well with us. But you know, when I've lost people in my life, and the key element is always the memories, Alan.
Absolutely.
You know, the memories of the person, and you know, you got some pretty neat clips there of little talks and whatnot.
Oh yeah, we got more coming up too. So yeah.
Yeah, but it's always. You know, you got a lot of things to look back on and cherish, and that'll always bring a glimmer to your eye when you think of these moments together with that person. And
that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Know, precious times together. You know, I got many of my lost my parents and stuff, other people, and it's those moments. You know, you can, you know, we're not busy with our day, and you can look back on these times. It can finalize a bad day or
that's right, that's right.
You know, something you know, you get that little glimmer of a,
yeah. I know. I'm with you.
It perks you up.
It does.
The memories are huge.
That's right. Well, when I was listening to these clips, I was sitting there laughing and crying at the same time, you know, when I got them. When I listened to the show, I decided to pick some of the clips from, and the birthday show was appropriate because that's coming up, you know, and a lot of good stuff. A lot of good callers, and so we're going to continue on with it this hour. So we'll talk about fishing next week.
Of course, it's some of the...
Fishing will always be there, and I'm sure you probably even got some fishing memories with this Robin.
We didn't fish that often. She schooled me on hickory shad. I can tell you that. What she out fished me 13-1 or something.
Something like that.
Yeah,
she was proud of that.
We
took the kids fishing.
Yep, we did.
I think that's the last time she went fishing.
Yeah, it was.
It was last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, she loved to fish. She loved to fish. Except when the copperhead swam up the creek. She didn't like that. She saw that snake coming, and it went. She was standing on the road on a pier at a boat launch, and the snake went underwater right at the pier where she was, or right at the bulkhead kind of where she was standing, and she just said, "I'll see you later." Walked the truck, locked the door.
No doubt in my mind.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah.
But, hey, thanks for the call, Lee. I appreciate it.
Okay. You all take care and have a good day.
You too.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, man. All right. Bye-bye. Let's talk to Tim. Good morning, Tackle Box. Tim, how are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm doing fine. And,
good.
Everybody else who's called, my heart and prayers and all that are going out to you and the family. It's never good for a loss, and I do give a lot to your strength on being on the air today. Like you said earlier, Robin would have wanted it that way, and I understand that you wanted to keep up with that.
Yep. We're going to continue to play a few clips here between callers, and want to thank you publicly for supplying the tackle packages, the little lure packages that we give away each month. I think people really enjoy them. They like to win them and like to call in and you know, give it a shot. So we got a perch package coming up.
Tinkering around with some iridescent paint for the last half year or so, and I've got a couple of the rattle trap type lures in there that have a little bit of iridescence to them, and it's really neat to find new things to do instead of just painting the same old stuff.
Got it, man. All right, brother. I appreciate the call, Tim. Thank you very much.
Hey, you're welcome. Thank you, Alan, and hearts out to you and your family and friends.
Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Take care.
Indeed. Yes, indeed. So we're going to come back with, this is not the birthday show anymore. This is a couple years later. This is from September of 2023. Let's play cut 7. And that's how it all goes. The rule is you go on the air. Unless, of course, you order, you know, you enter by email. And that's, you know, that's kind of a little special help for those who are shy. Right, Robin?
Yep.
Yep.
I haven't got over the Miss Robin comment yet.
What Miss Robin comment?
You called me Miss Robin.
Well, that's what our listeners call you.
Okay.
What do you want me to call me? What would you like me to call you? Call you during the normal work day?
Yeah, that wouldn't be good.
Or do you want me to call you?
If you did that, we'd be kicked off the air.
Right back at you.
That's the truth.
Or do you want me to call you my cute little radiant? I can call you Sparky.
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Sparky is the name I gave you the first time you appeared with me on the radio show back in...
I remember.
How long? That's been almost 6 years ago now. You know that?
I know.
Yeah, crazy.
I know.
Hey, Clay, good morning. How are you?
Hey, Clay.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Robin. I wanted to be the first one to call and welcome back your smiling voice.
Thank you. I'll try to make it smile.
I'm glad to hear you're feeling a little better.
Well, I'm not itching all over and breathing funny from the allergy that I had. So I'm feeling really good.
That's always a positive.
I haven't had an allergic reaction like that to something in a very, very long time. And
wow.
It was not pleasant. I can tell you.
I know. I know what it's like to have to experiment. All right, well, we're going to try this prescription now and see if that works. And then, well, now we'll go to this one and that one. And
oh, my God.
I feel like I've been on a roller coaster. The last one they gave me ahead of this one took me away, so I wasn't even around. My brain was just fried fog wise, and then this one sends me into anaphylactic heck. So
yeah, she was in pretty rough shape last. What day did you try that? Did you start that? That was
last Thursday.
Thursday. By Friday you were done. So
Friday. Well, I started Thursday. Friday's when I called. Got the steroids.
Yeah, it was that bad. So
wow.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, nice to have you back.
Thank you so much. It's nice to be back.
Nice to be back. Yeah. Let's just continue on with this one, and then we'll get to we got Bob in Parkville and Dale in Easton. So let's do cut eight. It's pretty short. Go ahead.
I want to thank my buddy Dan Maloney over there at Bay Country Guns in Edgewater. We had a chat the other day, and Dan's been a sponsor on the show, you know, several times, quite a few times, as a matter of fact. Bay Country Crabbing Supply. And outdoors, he invited me to a waterfowl hunt, an early goose hunt, which I haven't done in many, many years, from my old friends at M&A Outfitters. So we'll be headed to Carroll or Frederick County. I'm not even sure where we're going. Just get in a truck and head across the bridge with my shotgun and shells and my license in hand. And hopefully I'll be...
came on him like a little kid, all excited.
I was excited. Yeah, I was, because it's been a long time since anybody invited me on a hunt. So, seriously, I mean, you think on this show you get invited, oh, you're a big, you know, radio guy, and people invite you to hunt. Not really. Nope. Is it, Robin? I mean, this is.
No, I wish y'all would take him more often.
Well, I like to go, and I don't always have the property, the opportunity, or anything else. But I really appreciate the offer. So we're going to be heading out now. I'll let you know next week how we do. I'm not real nuts about hunting in the 90s in the 90 degree weather, but I've done it, been there, done that, and survived it. So we'll survive it again.
Oh, if you get to hunt, you just hunt. Just
exactly.
Stop complaining.
I'm not complaining. It's just uncomfortable and buggy. Which you would love if you ever got out there with me.
No, I don't go out there. I got a reason.
You don't like bugs.
I hate bugs.
I know. You demonstrated that quite well this week. So we had a bug in the house. She freaked out.
Well, that's wrong.
So happens. That's the way it goes. So. Sorry you don't like bugs, honey. I don't care for them either. There's a lot of deadly, dangerous bugs out there. There's some troublesome bugs. There's some annoying bugs. And the annoying ones are the mosquitoes. That used to get bit up quite a bit, but in this kind of weather, you take a thermocell and you're in pretty good shape.
So that was pretty short. Now let's talk to, who's up next there, Mr. Aaron? Bob in Parkville. Good morning, Bob. Hello, Bob. Did Bob hang?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hey,
go ahead. You're on.
Just calling to wish sincere condolences to you. And
thank you.
Bree there. I know it's a difficult time. I think Robin may have planned this for passing on a Sunday to give you time to recoup and have this show. I mean, I think it's courageous, you know, doing what you're doing, and all your listeners out here really appreciated your faith, and the love of your family will get you through this.
That's true.
Just one day at a time, and keep the memory alive, which I know you will.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Lost a brother just recently in December, and an uncle in April.
Wow.
Looked through the phone pictures, and it just brings happy times and happy memories.
It does. Yeah.
And you'll be saying this, and Bree, you'll be saying, oh, Mom loved that recipe or loved this restaurant.
We've been through a little of that this week looking at all the pictures, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
The videos with the kids and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All good memories.
It's all good memories.
Indeed. And she's there. She's watching with you.
We know that. Yep, we're well aware.
Yep.
Grandmommy's here, too, somewhere. Hi, Grandma.
Yeah. I guess, have you had the 4-year-old fishing yet?
Not this year yet, but okay. That's coming pretty soon. Well, he's 5 now, and Brindley's 4, so we've got the two that Dad got a couple of rods and reels for his birthday, and the kids have their stuff. So with everything that's been going on the last 2 months, I mean,
year has been a tough year, I know, for you.
Definitely.
Everything's been on hold, but we're going to.
We're rolling now.
At five, your goal is to have being able to cast a spinning rod at least out 20 or 30 feet.
Yeah.
Pulling
a
white perch.
Yep.
Robin loved to catch white perch.
She loved white perch.
That was the last thing you told her.
Yep.
White perch are the best eaten fish in the bay. I don't care what they say.
That's what Robin would agree with you.
You get these 12-inch blackbacks, you know, and flay them.
Yeah, they're nice. No question. So.
Delicious. Quick note, I was up in PA fishing Thursday, it was. Had the best day of my life on bass. They were on the beds.
Yep.
And you could sight. And I tried the Fat Albert. Wasn't having much success. And
right.
My cousin switched to the Wacky Worm.
And right.
We just had the time of our life. My cousin's 10 years older than me. He's
right.
And he ended up catching 25, and I caught 18.
Nice. That's
and it
great.
Was like...
Largemouth or smallmouth?
Smallmouth.
Smallmouth, yeah.
I swear, they had to be 15, 16-inch crappie.
Oh, that's
one day,
nice.
And they would not even look at the little...
No, they don't. Sometimes they don't. You're right. Well, I had a great day with my buddy Glenn on one of the reservoirs on Thursday. Pre-planned trip, and Brian insisted that I go. I almost canceled, but I'm glad I didn't. Now, look, we had wind. We started out on a fairly good note. We caught three in a row off of one bank, three okay. smallmouth, and the biggest one was 23 quarters, something like that.
Oh, yeah, not nice smallie.
Oh, yeah, nice fish. That was the biggest fish of the day.
Were you at Liberty?
One of the reservoirs. Okay. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
There's smallmouth in all of them, but
yeah.
We wound up with 14. Glenn caught 5, and I caught 9. But he'll be the spotter. He'll just sit back. He likes to watch me fish.
Yeah.
I think I must be amusing or something because I can't cast.
You are amusing.
I can't cast worth a hoot, you know.
That's my comment.
Yeah.
We do a cast, and I'll say to him, I was going over there, not there.
Yeah.
We just laugh. I catch sticks, you know. We
oh, yeah.
I just the biggest stick, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Branch.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know how many times I broke off. Well, when the man doesn't cast, he doesn't break off. But I do a lot of casting. And you know. And it's a precision thing. You know, you got to throw past the stump and then bring the bait over the stump and let it fall right directly in the bed in front of the stump, you know. And,
yep.
But we caught 14. I think our smallest fish was 17 inches. So.
Well, you had a good day.
We had a great day. Yeah, and when the wind came up, we couldn't see them. We couldn't see anything.
Yeah. Well, Thursday got pretty windy.
It did.
I'd say it was a good 10 to 12 or 15 by midday.
Every bit.
Well, we had two anchors where we got a good spot.
Yeah.
Mine, I was new riding the boat.
Yeah.
It was up front. I said, Bill, you got to drop yours. I said, because that anchor's not holding.
Right.
Yep.
Well, but it was, we used a foot control trolling motor to keep the boat under control. And, you know, Glenn's a captain. He does his thing. He'll turn the boat and he'll put it into the wind and we'll drift off and we'll go back. I mean, it was tough. It was a tough day keeping the boat still, but we still managed to have a fantastic day.
Well, they say, a bad day on the water is better than a good day at work.
Exactly. So,
and any day on the water is it?
Yep. Hey, thanks for the call.
Sure. And the best two times of the day, you know, sunrise and sunset.
That's absolutely right. Absolutely right.
God bless you both.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, Bob. All right. Let's talk to Dale, and then we've got to take our first break. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I think you know how the boss and I feel.
I do. Yes, I do.
I remember... Remember the day in the Drunken Donuts, Alan?
We were there, weren't we? That's the day I met Robin?
Yeah, so, I thought I saw a little twinkle in your eye when she walked in.
There was a little twinkle there, yeah. Good-looking girl, yeah.
Yeah.
July 3rd.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
2015.
Drunken Donuts.
Yeah.
And I asked her why she was going to Dunkin' Donuts because she's never been before.
Do what?
I asked her why she was going to Dunkin' Donuts. She never ate Dunkin' Donuts.
Never there before?
No. She didn't drink coffee.
She wasn't a coffee person. No,
no.
I know that. Well, it was just a landmark. I didn't want to go to McDonald's or some stupid place like that. But
no, I don't care about that. I just meant I didn't understand why she was going to Dunkin' Donuts.
She didn't tell me she
was going to meet somebody.
Oh, she didn't tell you?
Not at first.
Now, did she meet me before you started stalking me?
Yes.
Dale?
Yeah.
I just learned that Brian was behind the whole stalking Alan routine back then.
Interesting.
Yeah, we met. She wondered where I lived, and then they took off for Baltimore. They were over there.
We were in Baltimore for something else.
Uh-huh.
I don't really remember what.
Uh-huh.
But my grandmother was involved.
I know. All three generations.
Was she sitting in the car with the binoculars?
No, she pulled in my driveway.
Oh, my, well, that's
I wasn't
the
home.
Point. Yeah, that's the point.
I mean, I didn't go stalking in your windows. I just wanted to make sure you were legit.
Like mother, like daughter. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So. Yeah. And I'm sorry I didn't come through with the figs last year. I know how much Robin appreciated the figs, so.
Oh, she did. But, yeah, we had some. You brought some.
I did? Okay.
Yeah, we did. We're good.
Okay. So. That's good.
And all right.
I talked to Rudy, and he said, whenever you're ready, let's have coffee.
Yeah, I will do that. And I talked to him yesterday. We are in desperate search of a place, a facility.
We're down. We've got three options right now.
Three options?
I think we've got three options. We're just trying to finalize the exact location.
Yeah, for the celebration of life. Okay. There won't be any service for Robin. Just put that out there.
Okay.
In her words, she didn't want to lay in the box and have the conga line come by.
Yeah.
No. I certainly can understand that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She liked to celebrate, and she liked family and friends and food and stories, and that's just what we're going to do.
That's it.
We'll share.
Well, the Hickory Shad story is a good one, too.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
In fact, I was up this week, and I caught a few for her.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm sure she appreciated that.
I'm sure she would.
She probably directed them to your shed door.
I'm sure. This is where you got to throw it.
Exactly. All right.
Alan, my best.
Thanks, Dale. I appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Sorry we have to take a break for these commercials, but you know what? These are the folks that pay for this time and help bring you this show. And Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is one of those, and we just want to let you know that the folks at Backyard Billy's have a whole backyard full of stuff. They've got storage sheds and greenhouses and dog kennels and chicken coops and pergolas and gazebos and gym sets and swing sets. And what else is out there? Brian, all the tables and chairs. Oh, my gosh, if you need a beautiful table or chair, they have got the best. It doesn't matter if you seat 4 people, 2 people, 12 people. They've got tables, high tops, standard picnic tables, octagons, hexagons, square, oval, oblong, or rectangle, however you want to say. Oblong? You have no idea what that is.
I'm just chuckling over you with your hands flying everywhere.
Oh, my.
And making your squares and your circles.
I do that. You know, I do that. People can't see that. I'm on the radio.
No.
But I do that when I'm recording these spots, too. I'll do the, I'm doing the whole thing while I'm reading. And I'm doing it now. Okay.
You were doing the instructions on how to turn everywhere to get down there earlier. I just was
I really?
To myself.
Oh.
If they could only see what you do behind.
Well, thank God it's not a podcast that you see on TV. Anyway, they've got all that stuff. Anything for your backyard, anything for your deck. They've got the barbecue grills. They've got the Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe. They've got still got a couple of the Traeger pellet grills left and the Memphis grills. So why not stop by Backyard Billy's? If you need a fireplace insert, they've got those too. The Hearth America side, they've got the gas, electric, wood, or pellet inserts, the pellet and wood freestanding stoves. It's just a great place to visit. Spend an hour, a couple hours, 2 hours, 3 hours. BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. That's Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue is the exit in Graysonville. Making backyards great again is Backyard Billy's. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're a shotgun shooter and you're into the sporting clays and the different shoots and all that stuff, Clyde Sports Shop is your headquarters for Browning. Your Browning headquarters for the Satori's. The over and under shotguns that are set up for trap or skeet or sporting clays. And there's even a couple models that can be adapted for upland game hunting. That's what the whole point is for shooting sporting clays, to simulate wild bird in flight. Sporting clays are more so than trap or skeet, but, you know, it's a great sport. It's a lot of fun. And, you know, the Satori has several models, the White Lightning, the CXT, the Upland model. They even have a 28-gauge, if you like that, in 3-inch. So that's and if you're specializing in trap, the BT-99 is a trap-specific single-shot shotgun with superior fit and reliability, all steel components, a trap recoil pad, and a walnut stock. Beautiful guns, beautiful company. Clyde Sport Shop is your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe, 21227. Phone number is 410-242-6108, ClydeSportShop.com. ClydeSportShop.com is the website. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, been around since 1957. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, there we go. Listen, we have a couple folks online, and I would like to play a couple more cuts from Robin, and I'll get to the callers here in just a moment. Let's do cut nine. Chuck from Glen Burnie. Let's talk to Chuck. Good morning.
Morning, Chuck.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I got a real quick to start things off. It's not a dad joke. It's more like a granddad joke for Robin and the grandkids, if you're interested.
Oh, I'm very interested.
Okay. How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep?
How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep?
How do you get a baby astronaut to sleep?
I don't know. How do you
rock it?
You rock it. Gosh,
isn't
I like
that. That is a granddad joke.
I like that.
Yeah, not as bad as some of mine.
Grandmom around here, but my wife is Korean, so here's another little piece of interesting information. That we're not grandpa, we're not nana. It's in Korean. Grandfather is Harabaji, and grandmom is Harmony.
I love it.
Yeah, so that's what we are here, really. Yeah,
I really like that.
Yep. Okay, all right, just real quick, I know you didn't like my first joke, but Alan, I've got one for you, and then I'll get off the phone.
Real quick.
Why do scuba divers fall off the back of the boat when they enter the water when they go in for a dive?
I know this one, and I can't think of it.
Go for it.
No, I can't think of it.
No, he can go for it.
Okay, what is it?
Because if they fell forward, they'd still be in the
boat. Be in the boat.
Boat, right, okay.
I knew that one.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
I knew that one.
All right. We need to take our last break. I need to talk to our friends about Backyard Billies.
Can I say one thing real quick? Real quick.
Sure.
Just thank you to Chuck for my note, the other Chuck for my note.
Oh, Chuck, yes, thank you.
I've been hit twice by Chucks. That's pretty cool. I've been double chucked.
Double chucked. Okay. Good for you, I think.
I like it. Oh, Jesus.
All right, let's talk. Let's see. Let's talk to Alice in Catonsville. Good morning, Alice. How are you?
Okay, so I'm laughing, really.
Good, good. That's what I hope we are. I hope we all are.
I love hearing the clips of Rob, and they're awesome. But, yeah, I turned your show on about an hour ago, and, you know, it took about an hour for this to sink in. You know, I just... And I had to call in just because I wanted to say how sad we all are that Robin's not with us now. And she will be very missed. She brought, like, a ray of sunshine to the radio show.
She
and
did.
A bit of
she
fun.
Absolutely
she,
did.
Yeah, she brought an element that made things unique and sweet and special. And, you know, I have to say, Brianne, you sound like your mom. So I wasn't
Thank you.
Quite... Sure, at first, I kept thinking, is that Robin? And then I was like, no. and then I heard Alan say, you know, this is Robin's daughter. And I just, anyway. So I just, I had to call in and just, you know.
Alice, thank you.
We appreciate
she will be, it. She will be missed very much.
No question. So. No question.
Yeah. But I have a question for you, and I guess you have a place for her where you want to put her to rest.
There won't be any services.
Right, but you have like a plot of family.
She's gonna come home. She wanted some of her ashes spread in two of her important places. She wanted to come home, so that's where she's gonna come. But
yeah,
I don't know if you heard me say earlier that her least favorite thing to do would be to have the conga line come by is what she called it. So we understand it.
Yeah, and she just wasn't. I don't know. She was non-traditional.
Yeah, she definitely not.
She was not. She was non-traditional. Right. She didn't want somebody to, you know, have to come to her, you know, her grave and stuff like that. So there was two very important places in her life. Kind of the beginning with her parents.
Yep.
And where she kind of grew up, one of her favorite places with them, and then up in Maine, which she went up with Alan. So.
Yep.
It won't be everything, but you know, I will for sure honor that because that's what she wanted.
Yep.
So we will honor it.
We will honor that, no question.
That's lovely. And Brianne, you're a wonderful daughter.
Thank you.
I hope we hear you on the air more.
I'll do my best. I can't make any full promises, but I'm not as chipper of a morning person as Mom was.
That's all right.
That was the that was definitely the opposite that we were. She'd wake up and start chatty Cathy the second she opened her eyes.
Oh yeah,
I need 30 minutes.
Oh yeah, oh.
I couldn't get out. She couldn't get me out of bed in the morning.
School. I'd wake up, and aww. I'd wake up, and it'd be. I mean, it was just on and on and on. I'm happy with that. And your daughter's the same way.
Yes, I have her spawn. She can't stop talking at night, and then she doesn't stop the second her eyes open in the morning.
That's right.
So I can remember even growing up in this house, you know, I would finally get up for school, and she'd come in the bathroom because we only had one bathroom at the time, and I'd be getting a shower, and I'm like, I just need 30 minutes. Stop talking.
Yep.
Give me 30 minutes, and then I will gladly do whatever you need me to do.
She did love doing this show, that's for sure.
Yes, she did.
Hey, Alan, thank you. Alice, thank you so much.
Well, yeah, thank you. And thank you, Brian, for being here this morning with Alan.
Of course. Indeed. I knew it would be a rough morning, but we're getting it.
We're getting it.
We're getting it.
Thanks, Alan. All right. Let's talk to Carl in Perry Hall. Good morning, Carl.
You can try again if you need help.
Oh, Carl had to leave us. I'm sorry. Okay. Let's talk to Henry in Baltimore. Good morning, Henry. Hello, Henry.
I listen to you on mornings. I remember you and your wife on the radio, and I see how you stuck on in there with the show. You didn't drop it. But you kept on with it, and I called in a couple of times. I have worked with animals. I have animals and answer my questions and stuff, and I thank you for it. You know, I wish you luck after this.
What's that?
But you keep on.
Keep on keeping on. That's what you have to do.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for the call. All right, here we go. Let's cut 10. That would be Miss Robin over here sitting beside me. She's joining us this morning. Glad to have her with us this morning. So we just found out that Jimmy Buffett passed away, and Robin has been to front row seat concerts with Jimmy Buffett, got a guitar pick and whatever. What else have you gotten, babe?
Sweatband, wristband.
Yeah.
I got Jimmy Buffett's sweat.
You got what?
I got Jimmy Buffett's sweat.
You got Jimmy Buffett's sweat.
Uh-huh. On his sweatband.
Yeah, you have DNA, huh?
I have DNA. I almost got his jeweled sandals, but the guy next to me got them.
Oh.
I think it was 7 times. My sister and I used to split it. My uncle had front row seats at Meriwether.
Yeah.
In a subscription.
Yeah.
And he got Jimmy Buffett every year for some reason. He never asked for Jimmy Buffett because he was not a Jimmy Buffett guy.
Right.
But so that meant my sister and I got to split them. But we always fought over them, so it was every other year. And then we took our friends. And the one year we actually went together. That was kind of fun, too. But it wasn't the same.
Ah, Robin, baby. I'm sorry that you are his number one fan and that he passed away.
I'm not his number one fan. I can tell you there are a lot of other nutty people out there at those concerts, but I'm a definite parrot head. I'm a certified parrot head. There he is.
There he is, yep. So,
76.
Didn't we go to his place down in Tennessee when we were there?
I didn't.
Yeah, we were. We
yeah.
Remember they had a little Margaritaville there? Didn't we go to that Margaritaville thing in Tennessee when we were there?
I don't remember being there with you.
And Dolly World or whatever it was. Or is that,
We might have.
You remember anything about our trip?
Oh, go away. I remember taking that scooter up and down that mountain.
Okay.
And I remember the black bear.
Yeah, that was fun.
And the elk. Oh, the elk were so cool.
Yeah. Down there on the North Carolina line. So.
Oh, they were neat. I never seen anything that big in the wild that wasn't contained.
They weren't.
You know, that was really neat.
Yep, and it was the rut too, which was.
Oh yeah, they were having some fun.
They were having some fun. Yes, they did. All right, we have to take our second break here, and and hopefully we'll have enough time to get the rest of this stuff in. So let's talk about our friends at Backyard Billy's, and we'll keep this one a little bit shorter. If you need anything that helps heat your home, if you have a hole in the wall that sucks the heat out of the room, you used to call it a fireplace, replace it with a fireplace insert of some kind, pellet, gas, electric, or wood. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and several other brands. They'll do take care of the installation. The service is great. The folks there are friendly and knowledgeable, and the prices are good. They also carry the freestanding wood and pellet stoves. If you need any furniture for your backyard, I mean tables, chairs, Adirondack chairs, grills for your deck, they've got a lot of choices, a lot of choices. You need to see this place. It's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace, and Backyard Billy's is all about making backyards great again. Don't forget, they've got sheds, gazebos, pergolas, gym sets, swing sets. They've got greenhouses, dog houses, and chicken coops, all right there in Backyard Billy's backyard. Right off Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. The number there is 410-827-4500, 827-4500. BackyardBillys.com is the website, and they are open 7 days a week. Stop by, you should. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. Anything for fishing and hunting, they've been around since 1957. If they don't have it, they can order it. They're your full-line Browning dealer. I was in there the other day and checked out the supply of Browning firearms. They've got a great selection of rifles, shotguns, and even handguns. Fishing tackle, they specialize in Shakespeare and Fluger. Premium monofilament line, St. Croix fishing rods, kids combo fishing kits, rods and reels, live and frozen bait, minnow, crabbing supplies, crab traps, crab nets, crab accessories, crabbing gear, their own steam pots, and their own seasoning right there at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, Halethorpe in Baltimore. That phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. Been around since 1957, and they're open 7 days a week. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. And we'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for Mil-Spec Spray-On Truckliners.
MilSpec spray-on truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
The mark from Delaware, those resident geese can be a lot of trouble for people because of their habits, and it just golf courses hate them. Homeowners hate them because of the waste and everything else. And it's just, and they're so prolific. I mean, there's a pair down here right along Route 50, at least one pair. There's some little sediment ponds or whatever right along the highway here. And, you'll see a goose and a gander, and all of a sudden there's 12 goslings, So they just, and with no threats to them, man, the population just goes nuts. So it is definitely a good thing this resident season. Right, Robin?
Sure. I guess.
You are so involved.
Well, I'm not a hunter.
I know.
I think anybody that goes out there in their camo and stuff and is god-awful sweaty heat has lost their frickin' mind.
Well, okay. But
just a personal opinion.
But you know what? We're hunters, okay? We are driven by that, and we adapt to the weather. You just have to.
So. I think you're self-masochistic.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Masochistic.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, Glenn, thanks for the call, buddy.
Yep.
See you later, man.
God bless, though.
You take it easy, Glenn. Thank you, Glenn. All right.
I mean, I just don't see any reason when you don't have to go out there and sweat yourself to death.
That we're hunters, Robin.
Oh, that doesn't mean you got to be stupid.
You have a beautiful fireplace that you never use. We did, too. It was just a hole in the wall. It sucked the heat out of the room. Cut 12.
And you need sunscreen for the fishermen. I know if you're hunting, you're fully clothed, and you got to worry about heat exhaustion.
That's true. Heat exhaustion, yeah. mostly odor, though. I mean, you can dress for the weather, but you gotta take care of your scent in this hot weather.
Oh, here we go with the scent again.
Oh, hey, I agree, and you have to take care of your scent before you get home too, because I'm sure Robin sends you right to the shower.
I don't care.
Uh huh. But yeah,
we have a ongoing dissertation about the deer really run from you because of the smell. I will fight anybody on it, but that's okay.
I would side with the hunter on that, who have had the experience of being busted.
Oh, many times. Yep.
But how? Okay, honest to God.
Yeah.
How do you know it was your scent that busted them? How do you know? How do you know they didn't hear a noise? How do you know it was even you that made them run? You have no idea what was going through their head at that moment.
You're not a hunter, are you?
I'm just telling you.
Let me ask you a question.
No, I'm asking you a question.
I'll give you the answer, okay? When you're sitting there and you're playing the wind, okay, and the deer are coming and they're paying no attention to you and your scent is going away from them, they can't smell you because the wind is, in your face, and they're coming, you see them coming. And all of a sudden you feel that wind shift and hit you on the back of the neck, and the heads go up, and they begin to snort, and they leave.
it's nothing else but because that you haven't moved, you haven't blinked, because that you've gone into predator mode at that point when the deer, when you see a deer coming. Okay, so that little waft of wind can do that. Also, you got to think of the way the thermals work. Okay, thermals are updrafts and downdrafts, morning and evening. When the temperature starts to warm up, you know, with the sun coming up, the thermals will, I think it's rise in the morning and fall in the evening. The thermals are downdrafts and updrafts that carry your scent to an animal that, you know, may be upwind from you.
All I'm saying is if you can prove to me what went through that deer's head at that moment when it ran, and that's exactly what he was thinking was, oh, my God, I smell somebody.
Yeah, it's exactly what he was thinking.
No, you got to be able to prove that to me.
Okay.
I think it would be, it's not that I smell somebody, it's that I smell something that's not ordinary for my environment.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, well, right. You have to understand, Alan does the laundry in this house because of his obsession with scent, which I actually really gained from. I'm not going to complain about it, but he gets so obsessive about it, I find it funny. But I'm also not dumb enough to make too big a deal about it because I don't have to do the laundry. So.
Good point.
Okay?
Yep.
I will stop now before I end up having to figure out how to use the new washer and dryer I have never figured out how to use.
Well, he always tells me...
My doctor says, "Can you throw that in the washer for me?" I said, "What? How do I know? I don't know what button to push."
I recently used a husband versus wife doing the laundry in a talk that I gave associated with the way that I hang my single hooks. Is that a lot of guys will bang me because I don't hang the single hook so the point is forward. I do mine so it's hanging backwards.
Mm-hmm.
So how I legitimize that was saying, you know how your wife doesn't like you to do the laundry because you don't do it exactly the way she does, but it gets the laundry just as clean. So the hook isn't facing the same way, but it still gets the same job done.
Got it. You know what gets me? Ah. Well, that was fun, wasn't it?
It was fun.
Yep.
And thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Brian, for being here.
Of course.
You got up a little earlier than usual, right?
A little earlier than usual. That's okay.
Love you.
Love you, too.
All right, folks. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Thank you for all the well wishes. Thank you for the condolences. Robin meant a lot to a lot of people. We just wanted to share her with you one more time.
You're doing good.
She's in our hearts. Love your family. Love the Lord. We'll see you next week.